So we're going to start with an opening prayer. Tonight's opening prayer comes from the Lucis Trust. We will recite the prayer three times so that you can feel the energy and rhythm of it, and so that you can contemplate its words and radiate their meaning out into the world. And then after the prayer, we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. So if you want to get yourself nice and comfortable and close your eyes, I will find us some lovely music to listen to whilst we are doing the opening prayer. Where is that? It's at the top, isn't it? There we are. Okay. Bring that down. Oopsie-daisy. There we are. So close your eyes, and I'd like you to repeat these words after me. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. So keep your eyes closed. Breathe a little deeper, and we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. Take a few breaths. Focus on the sound of my voice. Relax and open your mind and heart. I want you to let your aura expand out into the space around you. As you relax, as you breathe in and out, safe and secure in the sacred space of your home, let your aura expand, let it dilate, let it relax out into the ether. I want you to become aware of the energy in the room, to feel it shifting and changing as it heralds the approach of the ascended masters who draw close and near to offer us guidance and light, to bring us a sacred gift that meets our need. I want you to see and feel in the air, in the ether, thousands upon millions upon trillions of light codes and keys vibrating through the air, blurring into focus and vision, drifting, floating, spinning in space all around you. Secret messages, silent downloads of power, keys ready to unlock within you doors of truth and light. Gifts of light brought just for you. Updates to your energy system. Breathe in and out. Let these keys and codes be drawn to you, gathered by the living light presence of your soul that works through your spirit now, that works through your body, trawling the ether around you like a fisherman, gathering the codes and keys that it knows you need, pulling them closer and closer into you, like fish pulled into a net, drawn into your core and center, plucked from the air, out of light. Codes and keys, wisdom and power, programming and truth, love and magic, just for you. Let them drift, let them float into your mind, heart, and being. And as they float to you, as they glide and soar, as they are drawn, hear these the words of the masters, spoken through my mouth. It is time to receive. It is time to open your mind and heart and spirit and allow yourself to receive. To receive this gift freely given, this gift of light given in love from we the masters, from we the divine. You are worthy of this love. You are in need of this power. Take it, breathe it in, let it saturate your bones and flow through the meridians of light in your body, Let it settle like snow in your heart, in your throat, in your brow, in your solar plexus, sacral and root. Let it pour into your crown like honey, like milk, like stardust. You are the light workers of the world. You are the inspirers, the healers, the seers, the teachers. You give and you give and you give through your presence and your mindfulness and your love, through your service, sometimes invisible and silent. You give to the world, to your friends, to your family, to your clients. You radiate the light of hope and faith and belief and truth. And yet often, you forget to receive. You forget that you are in need of love, of light, of wisdom, of truth, and most of all, of reassurance from the divine that you are not alone, that you are valued, that you are seen, that you are cared for and protected, that you are remembered, and most importantly, that you are needed. Take this moment then. Think of no one but yourself. Accept. Receive. Take. Imbibe. Saturate yourself in blessings. And shine as the light fills you until you overflow with light. Receive. 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 The air is thick with blessing, shimmering and shining codes of silver light, so densely packed into the ether that it looks like a blaze of stars, so bright that the darkness is almost blotted out with its brilliance. Light codes and keys swirl and turn around your body and your being. The final wave of them gathered in, attaching themselves to the core and spine of your being. A dazzling nebula cloud of light orbiting your star. The world around you at this moment in time is a dark and treacherous place. Hope at times can seem almost extinct. Kindness, love, acts which belong to a past long since gone, faded to memory. But the world sometimes shows us untruths, preventing us from seeing the goodness that is done every day by ordinary people. Acts of love and kindness, of generosity and truth that shift and change the world. When we cannot see the light, we must navigate by the brilliance of our own star. When we cannot find the help that we need, we must reach out to the heavens and pluck it from the gods. When we find ourselves with no one to remind us of the beauty and the brilliance of our soul, we must lean upon the invisible hands of angels and let them support us and give us the love that we need. This light, these codes, these keys are not just here for you now, but whenever you might need them. Hold the intent in your heart and reach out around you in hope and love. And you will always find them there to provide you with the power to carry on. Remember, when you reach for the light, it does not always have to be for another. Sometimes it can just be for you. Slowly, let the keys fade away from your view, breathing the last of them into your being as your attention slips back into your awareness of the space around you. Breathe in and out and down through your legs and your feet into the earth, extending deep and wide roots of light into the body of the mother to ground yourself. Feel the chair beneath you. Hear the sound of my voice. Breathe into your sacral and your solar plexus. Anchor yourself back in your body, back into this moment in time. Take a moment longer to protect yourself in your usual way. And only when you feel safe, and only when you feel returned, open your eyes. So that piece of music was one of Andrew's. It's called Ignis Esoterica. I don't know if it's available to download for free or whether it was created for a workshop. Oh, it was created for a workshop. So usually these pieces of music don't go out for public consumption, but they're reserved only for the people who attended the workshop. But I think it's a particularly nice piece. And if you enjoyed it as much as I did, then you can always shoot Andrew an email and ask him, and he might slip it to you on the sly. You never know. If you have any experiences from that meditation that you want to ask me, please don't forget that you can shoot me an email to ask about those meditational experiences. edwincourtney@gmail.com. So I'm going to stop the recording now.